Multiple award contracts are becoming more mainstream by the federal government. Supporters say they foster relationships between agencies and contractors that understand their needs. Veterans Affairs has gone this route, awarding more contracts itself rather than relying on GSA. Iris Cooper is Executive Director of VA's Office of Acquisition Operations, and she is standing by with Emily Kopp at the Acquisition Excellence Conference in downtown D.C. to talk about the agency's T4 services contract and more. Emily, good morning.
Thanks, Tom. So first of all, start us off and remind us what T4 actually stands for.
Oh, it's a total transformation technology contract. It's a 15 awardee contract, multiple award IDIQ, 5 years, $12 million ceiling, IT services predominantly.
And you're now a year or so into it.
Took a little longer because we had to go through some challenges, but we prevailed. We're now, I would say, probably 8 months into it. I would also say the success for us is that everything we have awarded to date, 92% of the dollars have gone to service-disabled small business or veteran-owned small business.
And how much money is that so far?
I don't have the exact figure in my hand, but it's most of our IT services now flow through T4.
Okay. So I know your big goal in doing this was to get some contractors who are really familiar with what you do at VA, make it easier to manage and also more competitive. Have you been able to meet those expectations in the first 8 months?
Yes, we have. And I think we have built a flexible teaming arrangement which allows each one of the contractors to bring on additional business partners so they can meet their technical needs. And it's been a tremendous instrument for us to use. The important thing for us, if we have reduced the cycle time. Generally, IT services acquisition cycle time runs 120-plus days. We're down to 50 days.
What are some of the things that your team over there at VA has had to do to make this run smoothly and sort of the biggest lessons that you've learned in these first few months?
I think biggest lesson learned is transparency and communication with industry. We have the T4 prime contractors in routinely to lay out our expectations and explain exactly where the department is going from an IT perspective. That has tremendously reduced back and forth questions. Our workforce is trained specifically on T4. And we take a life cycle acquisition approach from an acquisition workforce perspective as well.
What were some of those misconceptions or some of the things that you feel contractors didn't know that this communication has helped clear up?
I think there's always a perception on industry that best value means low price. We absolutely do not mean that. When we say best value, we mean we will pay more for technical superiority. That is what we're after. I think the other perception is you're trying to drive out small business because you're awarding these huge contracts and we can't compete. We did a year-long extensive market research for T4 and found that there are capable small businesses out there who can support that with the appropriate teaming arrangement. And the fact that's proven out in the first 8 months.
What's the next challenge you want to overcome when it comes to this contract or the next frontier of T4?
Next frontier of T4 is to convince our internal customers that this is a great instrument and you don't have to go back to business as usual. So there is a big cultural shift anytime you switch to an instrument like T4.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got to work inside the agency. Perhaps the contractors you're working with are a bit further along in convincing.
That's true, and we do a lot of internal customer outreach. In fact, I send my people to not just acquisition training but to customer service training. We have switched the whole culture to we are a customer service provider and a business partner. So we do a lot of internal outreach and training our customers. Better informed customer means a better requirement, which is better for industry, and it means a better contract for us.
I'm speaking with Iris Cooper, and she is the director of the Office of Acquisition Operations at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And, of course, I'm Emily Kopp reporting live from the Acquisition Excellence Conference in Washington. I want to talk to you a bit about another big initiative of yours in terms of strategic sourcing. You're responsible for it at VA. I know you've made it a priority this year. Tell me a little bit about your goals and what you're doing.
We're currently standing up the Strategic Acquisition Center, the SAC, which is in Fredericksburg, Virginia. We were a little concerned initially. We went pretty far south about getting qualified folks. Amazingly enough, everybody who lives south of town wants to work for us. I think the first 25 jobs we advertised, we had 1,000 applicants. So we now have phase two hiring in place. We have about 45 people on board. They are busily looking at business case analysis, and we're working with our partners in the Veterans Health Administration because that's who our primary customer will be for us to go out and leverage strategic sourcing across the enterprise. We have a couple contracting initiatives underway. We are doing the service stock insurance, which is an enterprise-wide strategically sourced veterinary type instrument to allow vets who have service dogs to simply bring their dog to any veterinarian. It will be centrally built. They don't have any of the hassle with the service. We take care of that. Internment flag recompetition is being built because we provide all internment flags across the country. So they have started doing some of the initial acquisitions, so it's really exciting for us to do that.
And what's next? What else do you want to accomplish this year in terms of the strategic sourcing?
We're looking for some of the business case analysis. We have done spend analysis to see where do we spend repetitively our money, where could we leverage spend, both for us and the vendors. I had a vendor come in the other day saying, I have the same contract 60 times over. What can you do? That should not be happening. Because if we leverage spend, the vendors spend just as much on proposal prep and dealing with multiple organizations within the VA.
Can you give us a preview at all of the specific hang-ups that you see happening over and over again, or is it too early?
I think it's a little bit of, again, we go to cultural shift. We're used to, obviously there is a concern for folks who work in the field organizations and medical centers that this will impact their jobs. We have done a lot of outreach and communication to say, just because we built you a central instrument, an enterprise contract, means we need you to manage the orders, to do the day-to-day contract administration. Your job will be easier because we're reducing your workload. And I think there'll be so much more transparency because vendors have the same requirement, but it's never quite the same depending on who you deal with in the VA.
You know, all agencies are facing budget pressure. I know the VA, in some respects, you have a leg up on other agencies. Your mission is growing. Congress recognizes that, and politicians have been relatively generous. But do you find that the budget pressures are impacting what you do, specifically as you just talked about, sort of this communication, perhaps training with employees in the VA?
I think just because we don't currently have the same budget pressure doesn't mean it won't be coming. And I think we need to be prepared to just build a smarter business enterprise from what we have been doing. So regardless of what the current budget does to us, I think buying smarter and buying more efficiently with a better trained workforce is always imperative.
So if you had to give a report card now versus where you would like to go, how far away are you?
Well, let me go 3 years back when I started. I don't think we had a single customer who liked us, internal or external, and that was my mission, to go out and work with the customer. I now have the highest ranked customer organization in the VA from an acquisition perspective, so that makes me feel great. I would say we're probably at about a C+. I would love to see us moving forward. We have an excited workforce. They're committed to our mission. We're hiring many veterans. So I can see us. There is an excitement in my workforce about really making this better that I can see us. We'll get to A.
And in just the minute or so that we have left, you're about to speak in, I suppose, about an hour
right. To
this crowd of acquisition professionals, both in government and in private business here in Washington. What is the message that you want to deliver to them?
I would say we need to get away from contracting as usual. We are a lifecycle acquisition support organization, and I have built the upfront piece, the folks that help the customer write the requirement, that execute the requirement, that manage and analyze the business risks. We cannot no longer just train 1102s.
And what is the most important thing in getting that, in stopping business as usual and getting on with something that is new and perhaps a little bit scary?
I think just having the nerve to think outside the box, listen from the input from others, meeting with industry, taking that input and building a business relationship. It is not just paper trading like we used to do in this business. It is truly understanding your customer's requirement internally and understanding the industry we deal with.